USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is working to get American citizens and Afghan translators who assisted the United States out of Afghanistan as the Taliban establishes control. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox Business she doesn't have an issue with the decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, only the execution of the plan.
We had multiple administrations, Republican and Democrat, that agreed that we needed to get out of Afghanistan. What has gone wrong is the how we got out. This has been a debacle, an utter and total failure of leadership at the highest levels.
The Sackler family, who owns Purdue Pharma, is asking to be immune from many ongoing and future company-related civil claims. David Sackler warning if this doesn't happen, his family would pull out of the massive opioid epidemic settlement. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The fully vaccinated governor of Texas tests positive for COVID-19. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has more on the story.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment.
Abortion giant Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit to block four pro-life laws in Montana, which were set to take effect October 1st. The laws would ban abortion after 20 weeks, restrict access to abortion pills, require people who perform abortions to ask patients if they would like to view an ultrasound, and ban insurance plans that cover abortions from the federal exchange. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going to a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories. Former President Donald Trump tells Fox Business he believes that evacuating American citizens and Afghan interpreters should be a top priority for the United States as the country withdraws from Afghanistan, but the U.S. should also take its weapons.
You got to get your people out, and you got to get them out first. Then you take your equipment out, and after you take your equipment out, you bomb the hell out of the fort so nobody else can use them, because I was going to do that. I said, I want every one of these forts that will take a plane 2 hours, and you bomb the hell out of them.
A former Space Force commander says he was relieved of his duty for trying to remove politics from the military.
Space Force officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is said to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times that hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said we need to remove the politics from our military environment, and I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.